I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Good to have you here today. It has been a year now since the New York Times published its first article exposing sexual assault allegations against Harvey Weinstein, a year since those and other revelations galvanized the Me Too movement here in the U.S., inspiring women and some men all over the globe to break their silence about sexual harassment and assault. Of course, that also brought down a long list of powerful men. But the gains of Me Too have seemed fragile at times. Case in point, the debate around Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the sexual assault allegations against him. Another case in point, the rise of Jair Bolsonaro as the frontrunner in Brazil's presidential election this Sunday. He's a former military officer who's notorious for making sexist remarks. Reporter Julia Afiuni is in Sao Paulo.
The Me Too movement has come to Brazil, but it has only affected part of the population. So we had a huge protest on several Brazilian cities last Saturday of women who are opposing Jair Bolsonaro and everything that he stands for. But this protest was, at least in São Paulo, where I attended, it was made up mostly of left-leaning women and upper class. There was some political diversity, but still, there is a wave of right-wing female supporters who don't care about what is going on regarding the Me Too movement, don't think that the things that he has said about women, about LGBTQ voters or black voters, and they're still willing to support him.
So I want to hear about that march you attended in a moment, but tell me about what the women and people at the march were reacting to in Bolsonaro, because as you said, he's made some pretty shocking comments over the years. What are the ones that have gotten the most attention?
So he has said many offensive things, but the most explosive comment happened 15 years ago in the aisles of Congress.
Gravei que eu sou estuprador. Eu sou estuprador agora. Olha, jamais estuprar você que você não merece.
So there's Bolsonaro. This is 15 years ago. He was a young Brazilian congressman at the time, and he's arguing with a female lawmaker as reporters look on. What is going on there? It sounds really dramatic.
He's basically telling her that he wouldn't rape her because she doesn't deserve it, implying that some women do deserve to be raped.
It must have been absolutely shocking. It's shocking now. What was the reaction at the time?
Yeah, he's actually responding to a lawsuit on this very case, but it's in the Supreme Court, so they haven't yet ruled on it.
Yeah, and that's being pointed to by a lot of people these days, activists, as the true colors of who Bolsonaro is. So at this women's march that you attended last weekend, hundreds of thousands of people protesting, one might look at this and say, wow, Me Too has really swept through Brazil. But after that demonstration, some opinion polls showed support for Bolsonaro actually increasing in reaction to the marches. How do you explain that?
Yes, what we saw in the polls echoes what we see sometimes in the United States, that these movements that are empowering women to come forward and defend their rights, they're not a consensus among female voters. In this protest that happened Saturday, there was a researcher from the University of São Paulo who actually made a demographic study of the demonstration in São Paulo, and he reached the conclusion that most women attending that protest were actually left-wing voters from upper classes.
So how much support does Bolsonaro have from women in Brazil?
The rejection of women towards him used to be huge, and it's actually dropping. What is driving this is the fact that people here are very frustrated with the political class. They're frustrated with the Workers' Party, who has been in power up until 2016, when there was the impeachment of the first female president
of
Brazil.
Rousseff, yeah.
Yes. But from that moment on, we have been facing the worst recession in our history. And there is also a widespread corruption probe that has implicated many of the leaders of the major parties in Brazil. So there is this feeling that we need this sweeping change that is going to solve all of our problems. And Jair Bolsonaro, he has been very good in capitalizing that.
So as we mark this one-year anniversary of Me Too, I guess we should point out that Brazilian women already had been fighting back against sexual harassment and violence for years. So for the left-leaning demonstrators at the march you went to last weekend, do you think the Me Too movement was kind of redundant for some of them?
I don't think so, because the Me Too movement has actually brought men accused of sexual harassment and sexual abuse before authorities. And that doesn't happen in Brazil. The Me Too movement does inspire women here, and it's another important force at play.
Reporter Julia Afiuni in Sao Paulo, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.